What's going on, everyone? Back with another episode of the Dropping Knowledge Podcast. This is going to be my last one in the studio for now because I'm leaving on the road for a little while, for about 2 weeks, going to Lake Tahoe, California. I'm joined today with my beautiful girlfriend, Ashley.
That's me.
How's it going?
Oh, so good.
It's been a while since you've been on the podcast. It's been like 2 years or more since I like started this back up.
Yeah.
But we're doing it now.
Here we are.
So I polled you guys over on Instagram and said, let me know what you want Ashley and I to talk about. You guys don't get to interact with her very often. So if that's something that you want to do, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
You can follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
You have a new Instagram name.
I do.
Which I think some of the questions that people asked will kind of hit on that. So I guess before the questions, how's life? How's it going?
Life is so good.
Is it?
It's so good.
You're working a lot?
Yeah.
What are you excited for this year?
Alaska.
Alaska.
And we get another dog this year.
No. No, we don't. Not if we're going to Alaska.
I thought I would try to sneak it in there.
Are we going to take Camber to Alaska?
Yeah, I was thinking about this last night. If the mosquitoes are that bad,
they're
like if the bugs are that bad,
they're bad.
She should not go.
Like, I want her to be there, but also it's going to make my life way more difficult.
She's the wind beneath your wings.
Yeah, but if I have to film and drive and cook and clean and do everything, and then
what am I doing?
Are you gonna cook?
Am I just sitting there?
Yeah, you're just passenger princess.
Heard it here first, folks.
All right, we're just gonna jump right into the questions in no particular order, just how they were asked, and some of these were asked by people we know.
Oh, yay.
So the first couple here, we have four questions from my friend Steph, who you have not met yet, but
not in person.
She's one of the nicest human beings ever, and you guys would get along. You'd love her.
I feel like we've had this exact interaction on another podcast.
Talking about Steph?
Yes. Swear to God. It was in like your old office.
Did she? We did this same podcast like years ago. And okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure.
Anyway, her first question is kind of piggybacking off of the last podcast with Jonathan. Shout out to Jonathan for the beautiful mural behind us. For anyone watching on YouTube, you should be watching on YouTube.
Yes.
And hitting like and subscribing and all that stuff.
Like, comment, subscribe, please.
Stephanie asks, is Ash getting more tattoos?
Well.
My relationship with tattoos does not correlate with her relationship with tattoos to a T.
Oh, well, I mean, my sleeve should have been done by now. We've just hit a couple medical roadblocks, if you will.
So you are working on one, I would say probably the biggest project you've ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like kind of finishing. She has, well, you have a hoodie on, but she has her lower like forearm done.
That's been done.
It's been done. And she's working on kind of turning it into a sleeve. We're not sure how it's going to look. You don't really know. You just kind of gave him creative freedom.
Yeah, because he's pretty good, as you can see.
Pretty good. And that's, I mean, that's the reason why I get tattooed by him too. But so any more tattoos? What are you getting?
Hopefully I can finish my lady head sleeve. And then other than that, just like random stuff, you know?
So you have a lady head,
got a lady
with flowers
head
around it,
mm-hmm,
which go into the flowers in your forearm.
Mm-hmm. I think somehow a bird is going to end up on my arm. I'm not really
classic.
Sure.
Classic. Yeah. Tattooed birds.
Yeah.
Do I have any birds tattooed on me? I don't think I do. There's a bird on this hat right here.
That doesn't count.
And then I have pterodactyls on my back.
You do have pterodactyls.
That's it. The pterodactyls are the closest thing I have to a bird, but technically that's like a bird.
That is like a medallion or something.
Are there birds? I don't think there are birds up here.
Dump them. I dare you.
There's no... Dump them. Shout out to Little Dumpsters. Still listening. No, that's the only bird I have, the pterodactyls on my back. I have like three of them or four of them, I think.
Yeah, they're cute.
Cute.
And purple.
Okay, so next question then. You're going to work on your sleeve whenever... Actually, tell people why you haven't been getting tattooed, if you want.
Where to begin?
Ashley is never in perfect health is what it comes down to. She's having a surgery or she's on antibiotics or...
I did. I had a surgery back in December, which I was on antibiotics for like 3 weeks before that. Had my surgery. Was only supposed to be on antibiotics for a week. The infection persisted, if you will. continued on antibiotics for 3 more weeks.
And that led up to Mexico.
Mexico.
We're gone for a week.
Went to Mexico, came back, had a weird rash on my arm and my chest. Couldn't get tattooed.
Like right where she needed to get tattooed as well.
Literally right where I needed to get tattooed. And then I ended up with the flu last week. So,
yeah.
Except it's not the flu.
I don't think it's a flu either. I don't know how I didn't get it because I was with you.
It's not. And so.
What is it?
I don't know. It's
COVID?
New. No, it's not COVID.
She got the vid.
It's
people.
Not COVID. It's not the flu. It is an election year though, but.
What
I said what I said.
What does that mean?
Come on. COVID, the election year, you're going to tell me you don't think the same thing?
No idea. I don't know what you mean.
You can at me all you want to. I don't fucking care.
We don't get political here.
Oh, I said that for
we can. That's fine. I looked this up the other day because Jonathan and I talked about it. You can swear like in normal conversation without being like super vulgar or whatever. Within,
boring.
I think you have the first like 7 to 15 seconds. You can't just drop a hard F-bomb in the beginning of a YouTube video. These videos aren't monetized anyway, though. I don't make any money from this podcast. So
you just like talking to me?
I just like doing long form content, something different. And hopefully people like it. Again, subscribe and like these videos and stuff. And as long as you guys keep liking and watching and listening wherever, I'll keep making them.
Yeah.
But if it dips, I'm done.
Out.
It was a lot of work. Just carrying around that massive case all the time.
That's why your arms are so big.
No, I went to the gym this morning. We've been hitting the gym a lot recently.
Yeah, we have. Can't tell because the sweatshirt is not flattering in this.
Like 4 to 6 days a week.
Yeah, we're doing good.
I won't go 6 days this week. I'll go 4 this week because
you're also skiing.
Yeah, I'm not going to do legs this week because we're skiing like 5 days in a row next week and I'll be wrecked. So
no, you're really
going to
blow
that.
Your knee out.
All right, next question from Steph. How many dogs does she want? For the record.
More than I'm allowed to have.
Yes.
Okay.
For the record, we have 3 dogs at our house right now.
Okay, but only one of them is ours.
I know, but if we get another dog, you can't be dog sitting like you do.
Yes, I can.
No.
Yes, I can.
You got to get another house for just
dogs.
Do I?
What is the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Stifen?
Stifen?
No.
Do you stifen?
No, what's the word?
Stifen.
No, I know it's not it, but it sounds like that. Do I put a limit on the amount of vehicles you're allowed to have?
No, because it's for the business.
No, this is for my mental health.
Oh, you have a mental health dog.
Yeah, and she needs her mental health dog.
She has 2 of them up there.
They're going to go away in 2 weeks. You heard it here first. Camber is going to be depressed.
She's not going to be
depressed.
She's
going to end up on medication.
There's always dogs at our house. So, of course, our dog Camber. And then now we have Blake, which we've had her for like 2 years. You guys have kind of seen her in videos. And we have Jonathan's dog Tengu because he, like we said last week, just traveled up to Portland. But he will be back, I think, when I get back from Tahoe, like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they're both leaving the same week.
If Blake leaves then. But Blake will be back. Because Blake's owner, another friend of mine who you've seen in my videos actually, but he travels a lot, kind of like me, and he can't take his dog with all the time. So Blake's like basically our dog at this point, which is fine because since like we took her to the groomer and she's all nice and cut, she's been a lot nicer. She's always nice, but she feels a little depressed.
She feels better when she's naked.
Yeah, and she chews your prescription glasses and AirPods.
They are high energy breeds.
Gotta go.
And I had all that medical stuff going on, and I couldn't take care of them properly.
If we had a bigger house and a bigger yard, it would be easier to have more than one dog.
Well, we're working on it.
Because then they could zoom around the backyard.
Yeah.
Zoom, like that. So yeah, Ashley wants, how many dogs do you want is the question.
I want 2. I don't want any more than 2. I just want 2. I want a sibling for Camber. I'm going to get a sibling for Camber.
Better be a good one.
It's going to be.
Because I'm not partaking.
It's going to be a pit bull.
2 more from Steph. What's the least favorite adventure y'all have been on?
Ooh.
I'm gonna answer this like just things that we've done together. And I already know what your answer probably is. Maybe. Least favorite adventure we've been on together.
Least favorite adventure.
There's been a lot. I mean, with...
Of least favorites?
No. There's been a lot of adventures.
Ugh. I was like, what the hell?
I think of one that you particularly didn't care for, but it wasn't like the whole trip.
What?
You answer. She's asking you.
I can't think of one right now. I got to think about this.
I mean, we've been traveling in the Sat van. Like, since I bought that van, I came to Tennessee. We did the Smoky Mountains. We did the Northeast. We did... you didn't come to Florida with me. I was down there pretty quick. I did like Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, places like that, Texas. But then since then, we've gone to New Mexico and Texas in the truck. We've gone to Montana in the van. We've done Wyoming.
I mean, I think my least favorite being like a wildly loose term would just be when we went to the Tetons and got not on this summer.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Mm-mm.
But like,
that's all I can think of.
It was fun, but yeah, we couldn't really like be outside much. That was a bad time of year to go. The mosquitoes are gnarly up around like Yellowstone and the Tetons.
So let's go to Alaska in June.
I mean, that's why we're taking the van.
True.
Well, the van for a bunch of reasons, but we can at least like park at a campsite and then unfortunately kind of stay inside because yeah, apparently they're really bad. But we'll see how that goes. I thought you were going to say the time we went to Death Valley in the old van.
Oh, yeah. See, my subconscious has blocked that sucker down into my trauma response.
We've been to Death Valley a few times. We went in the
Kimbo.
We
only almost died only one time.
We didn't almost die.
We almost died.
You were spotting me, and I got hung up on a rock, and we were there for...
too long.
Hour and a half.
I saw my life and the headlines flash before my eyes.
But worst case scenario, you get stuck in a vehicle like the van. You have water.
We had like 2 bottles of water.
No, the van was filled with water.
Ugh.
I mean, not that you want to drink that. You can, though. There's nothing bad about it.
We had no gas.
Yeah, we were running out of fuel. But then, if we're stuck and have to wait for someone, just turn the van off. We made it back. That was the most... money I've ever spent for fuel.
So that
in Death Valley, for those of you who are familiar, there is the Furnace Creek gas station, which is like the only station in the park, and the park is massive. Generally, paying for fuel in a national park is going to be more, but it's even more so in Death Valley because it's so remote. And I think I paid like, it's on video, it had to be like almost $9 for
ridiculous.
A gallon of diesel fuel. And I had to, luckily I didn't have a long range tank because I wouldn't have filled up all the way anyway. But yeah, I spent like well over $100 for that.
And we almost died.
No, we didn't almost die.
We almost died.
It was fine. We made it out.
It was not fine.
And then
my heart rate was 165. I thought we were going to die.
You just had to sit there and hold the camera. You did hold the camera. I was like, hold this. I'm going to go winch around this rock and pull the van sideways.
He acts like that is how calmly that happened.
I mean, I was frustrated, but a lot of it's on video. So, and then one more from Steph. Any dream trips y'all want to go on overseas?
Yeah, I want to go to Greece again. I just love Greece.
Again? You don't want to go anywhere new?
I mean, I want to experience Greece with you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I take it back.
I want to go to Tokyo real bad. I want to go to Japan in general. But
I like sushi.
Yeah, sushi's a little different in Japan. It's not like the sushi that we order on Uber Eats. But we should go with Jonathan.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him and his girlfriend to go.
Maybe.
Because he always talks about going back. And he's been twice now, I think.
I don't know. I think so.
I feel like going to a place like that, it would be good to go with someone who has been like that.
True.
Like we could just go and wing it, but not that Japan's like dangerous or anything, but it would just be a better experience if we...
And I want to go to Thailand.
Thailand would be cool too.
But also we should travel in a group there. Thailand is dangerous.
Like Europe is great and I've been to... Well, I've really only been to Ireland.
I was going to say, you've been to Ireland for like 36 hours.
48 hours.
Okay.
It sucked. I didn't sleep the whole time.
Big world traveler guy.
I've been all over Mexico, been to Jamaica and Haiti and I don't know, all places down there.
Yeah.
But I'm more inclined to go to like an Asian country rather than Europe. Europe's cool. I would go, but...
I think Greece is beautiful.
Okay. We can go to Greece.
school.
I don't know when. You're going to have two dogs, so what are we going to do with them?
Oh, my God.
You got to board them?
You act bored them.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What is this, fucking 2005?
Hire someone on Rover?
Yeah.
Sounds expensive. Sounds more expensive than the trip to Greece.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Next one.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I'm skipping that one. This question was related to the video I posted of you last night. They said, where did you get those cool moves?
My cool moves?
Yeah, because in the video you were like, dancing.
It's called autism.
Ashley's a little acoustic. A few people have kind of asked this question. What's a better place to live, Pennsylvania or Colorado?
I mean, I think it depends on the person, obviously.
Yeah, they're asking you, though.
Oh, Colorado, for sure. I don't necessarily think, like, Denver's the spot, but I like Colorado. I just like anywhere outside. I would live in Utah. I would live in Arizona. Yeah.
Arizona's hot.
You're hot.
Oh, thanks. yeah, there. I mean, there's definitely pros and cons.
Pros and cons.
And it really depends on the person. Like she said, the cons of living out here is it's freaking expensive.
Yeah.
It's definitely not cheap. I mean, you could have a house like this in Pennsylvania for like half the cost and with land, with more land. Mm-hmm. And but
there's family back home too.
Yeah, Colorado just for me personally has so much more to offer than Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is cool if you like where we grew up on the eastern side, like north of Philadelphia. It's cool if you like cities because you're close to so many big cities, New York, even Boston, DC, Richmond, like the whole East Coast. It's very accessible. When we, like, not that we want to go to a city, but we're in Denver, and then the next closest city is probably, like, notable city would be Salt Lake City, probably.
Yeah.
Which is, like, 8 hours.
Yeah.
I got to make that drive tomorrow. I think I'm going to stop in Salt Lake tomorrow.
And see Allie.
Yeah. She said, if you need to guess on the podcast, I don't know what we would talk about.
I'm sure you can find something to talk about. She's so cool.
I have to make a video tomorrow, too. I'm keeping up with 3 videos a week right now, plus this podcast once a week.
No wonder I never see you.
Plus Mike and I starting the podcast. Go follow Offshoot Podcast.
Never going to see him.
Busy. I'm trying to work. You know?
Oh, I know.
If Ashley could only have one vehicle, which would she choose?
Like, from our fleet or like
no,
any vehicle?
Well, let's answer it two ways. The first way is vehicles that you have owned. If you could only have one vehicle.
I want my 4Runner back.
You want your 4Runner back?
Yeah.
So that would be the ones that you've owned. If you could have any vehicle now, if you could only pick one vehicle, what would it be?
67 Mustang.
A 67?
Why? Or a 65.
Why?
Because they're hot. What do you mean, why?
One vehicle?
Have you seen
You're going to drive to work in that?
Yeah.
In the snow?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
It said what I wanted, not what was logical.
That's true. That's fair. Someone else asked some more questions about vehicles, and we'll get to those eventually. But piggybacking off of the previous question, how does Ashley like Colorado compared to Nashville and other places that she's lived?
Ooh. That's a good question.
So you've lived in a few different places.
Yeah.
Grew up in Pennsylvania. You've lived like, well, kind of near Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Nashville, Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. And then here. Yeah.
Rank them.
Well, I think it's hard because I was in a different phase of my life in each one of those places that I lived.
True.
So I loved Nashville when I first moved there because I was still in like party girl mode. But now I just went and visited there and I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Hate it.
Yeah.
But Colorado, I love it.
And not that it relates to it, but you are also sober now for almost a year and a half, I think.
Year and a half, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm obviously not sober, but I rarely have interest in like going out to the bars and stuff. I do occasionally just to hang out with friends and stuff like that. But
I mean, even going back to Nashville this summer, I was sober and like,
you can still have fun.
Oh yeah. We had a lot of fun, but it was like, I was glad I was there for like two nights. I think we stayed there.
And is that for a bachelorette party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after that I was like, okay,
it's
get
just
me out of here.
Nashville's fun like for short stints. It's kind of like Vegas. It's fun for short stints, but it's so overwhelming.
It's very, especially if you have the tism.
I think Nashville is almost more overwhelming than Vegas, because Vegas is like spread out. You can find like quiet places to go.
I've only gone out one time like properly in Vegas, and that was for your birthday when we went to that club the one night.
Yeah, that was like, and I don't even really enjoy doing that much, but
yeah. I mean,
Broadway in Nashville is a freaking nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
Don't get me wrong. It's fun. I've had fun there, especially like when you live there. Yeah. I would come visit. We would go. That was fun.
Yeah. But again, we both were like, we like to drink every week, or like during the week. Like if I had to work that weekend, my girlfriends and I would just go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'll stay home with my tea and my Kindle. Thank you.
Speaking of your Kindle, someone asked, how many books does Ashley read a year, average per year, highest ever, and grand total for life?
Oh, grand total for life?
How many books do you think you've read in total?
300.
300?
Yeah.
That's a easily. Lot.
I mean, just last year I read 36.
And then how many do you read a year, average per year, highest ever? This is probably going to be your highest ever year for reading books.
I was going to say, last year was my highest ever. My goal...
And you read like 30?
36.
36 books last year? How many are you up to now? It's only...
that's a lie. I read 36, 36, 37.
And it's currently the end of February, so 2 months. And how many books have you read?
Five?
I
think, yeah.
So 2.5 a month, roughly? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on, like, there's one author, I just read her book in like 36 hours. Quick, easy peasy. Then there are other authors that obviously takes me a little bit longer because their writing style is a little bit more in depth. But I would say this year my goal is 40 books.
And tell them what kind of books you read.
Murder mysteries. Psychological thrillers. I don't read romance. Fantasy, I can't get into it. I'm like a strictly... murder mystery kind of girl.
So I'm going to get murdered is what she's saying. You guys heard
that's
it
just
here.
Because I'm a nurse. I could kill you and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, right. I could kill you and you wouldn't know.
The next time you feel a little on your booty.
Who could kill who faster right now?
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, you, for sure. I'm going to work later. I'll come back with some serious drugs.
Serious what?
Drugs.
Why do I keep talking with a lisp?
Because I'm shit this off.
Oh, this one's coming from Katie. Speaking of Vegas. Katie loves...
Camber,
yeah. Actually, her question's about Camber.
Obviously.
She said, okay, I want to know who Camber likes more.
Ugh, don't get me started. It's such bullshit. I take that girl for walks. I take her to the dog park. I get her treats, lick mats. I do everything for her. She doesn't give a shit about me.
She loves me. That's because I rescued her. Remember the video of me driving the Tacoma?
And yes.
I was like, I don't know what to do with this tiny little thing. So I just like set her in my passenger seat. She's like, super high pitch.
Oh, man. That's back when she was small.
Yeah. Camber is now coming up on 2 years, actually. Oh, she's going to be two. When's her birthday? April 27th?
Yeah. It's a Saturday this year.
We're going to be...
We'll be here.
Will we?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be in Arizona?
Mm-mm. We'll be back. It's the week we get back.
Oh, yeah. True. Oh, it's a Saturday. Yeah. We have a party for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yes. We have birthday parties for Camber.
Did we have one last year?
Did we? Call Sam right now. Did we have one last year? It was a week-long affair. I got her the big bag. I put the little stuffing in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was Christmas for some reason.
No, she had a little hat.
Yeah,
which they destroyed. Lazy dog.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Katie also wants to know what my most annoying habit is.
You put clothing on the freaking love sack in our room like it's your closet.
It's my side of the bed.
It's not your closet. How am I supposed to know what's clean and what's dirty?
When it's dirty, I'll throw it in the hamper.
But why do you have to have like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pairs of everything on there?
Sometimes it does get a little out of hand. But for the most part, like sitting on it now is gym clothing.
Because I cleaned it off yesterday.
I know.
Because I did laundry.
And like I change clothing depending on what I'm doing. So like when I'm camping, I'll typically wear like pants like this, off the grid pants. And then if I'm around here not going camping, I'll wear jeans.
What does that have to do with you keeping it clean?
I'm just like, if I wear these pants for a day, they're not dirty.
So put them back in your closet.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Annoying.
That's a lot of work. What do you do with your clothing? You just throw it on the floor. I don't even look on your side of the bed over in the void.
Because
over there.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, okay, dude. You got fucking slippers all over the house. Yeah, you're wearing some right now. How many pairs of those do you have?
Two. I have my winter pair and my summer pair.
You have the smiley face ones. You have the peace sign ones. You got the fuzzy ones.
I have my little sunshine ones, which are my summer ones.
Sunshine ones.
And I have these, which were free. Marissa gave me these. Mm. These are my winter ones.
Marissa didn't ask any questions.
That bitch.
Bad friend. Well, my phone's on airplane. Oh, wait. Is it on airplane? Yeah. It's on airplane mode.
She's also in Baja.
I'm going to check for more questions later. But we still have a lot to get through. Jack Schmidt wants to know, do you think he's skinny?
Yeah, he is skinny. Yes.
We hung out with Jack 2 years ago on New Year's Eve. We were in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out, had a bunch of drinks. He's so ridiculous. He's so funny, though.
He almost fought that woman outside the bar. She tried to fight him.
She tried to fight him, but then I think she was trying to take him home. After.
It was a very quick turn of events.
I was like, okay, dude, we're going to get in the Uber. Are you good? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm good. I'm like, okay, dude. See you later. Jack's not coming to Shredfest this year.
That's so sad.
I know. He like just got a boating license or something, though.
Bummer.
Yeah.
You know who else isn't going to Shredfest?
You.
Me.
Yeah, boys trip.
Rachel's there.
Yeah, she's pretty much a dude. So someone wants to know, what type of travel nurse are you, and how long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for almost 10 and a half years now.
And you started travel nursing after Nashville. Mm-hmm. When you went to Indy. So that was 2021.
Yeah.
What's 9 plus 10?
18.
21. So since 2021, you've been a travel nurse. You're technically still a travel nurse.
Technically, now I am, yeah. I'm med surg, essentially, but I'm specialized in ortho-neurospine. So I usually work on like the joint floor, spine floor, strokes, brain injuries, that kind of stuff. But now I work on the bariatric surgery unit, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
And then I just see a lot of med surge overflow. So we get all your flus.
And you've worked at like 4 different hospitals in the Denver area now.
3.
First one, 2, 3. No, 4. You're at the 4th one now. Yeah, the first one, and then the other one that you were just at for a while, and then the one that you only worked at for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
I don't know why. I don't want to like name drop where you're working, I guess. Not that it matters, but.
No. I mean, I love where I work now. I would recommend that. I don't recommend any non-HCA facilities ever. And yeah.
Shout out to all the nurses who know what that stuff means. I know just because I hear her talk about it, but.
And he listens very, very well.
I listen very well. I'm a great listener. Someone wants to know if you're going to have a future YouTube channel.
No.
Why not? Guys. It's so easy.
It's not easy.
It's so easy.
It's not easy.
You just turn a camera on and then it goes to the internet. God. And
no.
Yeah.
No.
And then you just make so much money and you get everything for free. It's all just very easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
But I would do it the right way.
Yeah, just rake it in.
Yeah.
Everything's free. Yeah. These microphones, free. All this equipment, free. Camera, free. This house.
They gave it to me.
Pretty much free. Everything's free. Sarcasm, if you guys can't pick up on that. Mike and I talk about creator stuff like that a lot on our podcast. Because that's what we talk about when we camp. So
that's fair.
YouTube, like, creating a YouTube channel is definitely not for everyone. I guess that's a question because it's like, oh, you're dating a content creator, but
I like being in your videos and I like what you do. Yeah. It's not for me.
You just don't want to do it yourself. What would you even do?
Don't know.
You couldn't imagine like what your videos would be about.
Don't know.
You could review books.
I was going to say like book reviews maybe. That's about it. And that's so oversaturated. At least in like the TikTok area.
There's always a way to get in if it's something you truly wanted to do. Okay. Pro tip there.
I would talk about maybe like women's health. That's another one that I would talk about.
Yeah, my friend, I told you about her like from when I first started my channel.
Yeah.
She kind of did that. I lost contact with her and her boyfriend and whatever. But anyway, Jake wants to know.
Oh, God.
Why? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You don't like Jake?
I love Jake. No, actually, Jake. You know what? I don't love Jake.
Jake, did you hear that visceral reaction?
Yeah, because have texted him. I send him funny TikToks. He never responds.
He's busy. We're talking about Jake from Lucid Raps, by the way, if anyone doesn't know who Jake is. He wants
Jake
to know.
Jake from State Farm?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
He wants to know why you got rid of the 4Runner.
Because I'm poor.
You're not poor.
Okay.
Having the 4Runner just didn't make sense for you.
Yes. I loved my 4Runner, but it got, because of all the mods that I made to it, it got maybe...
Yeah, why would you mod your vehicle?
Because it looks cool, bro.
Dumb, dude.
Because we live in Colorado.
Mall crawler.
So what?
So it was modified.
Yeah.
It didn't drive like poorly like my truck.
No.
I always tell people my truck drives like absolute shit. Drives like fucking dog shit. But it's because it's good off-road.
Yeah.
And in the grand scheme of things, the way I built it, like I'm being too hard on it. It actually drives pretty good given everything I've done to it. And with the Kimbo on it, like if you look at it like that, it drives pretty great actually. Yeah. But when you get into a stock vehicle, you're like, oh my God, what did I do? Like I've been driving this fucking lifted like
monstrosity.
So, but yeah. That's the whole point of it. I mean, yeah. I build my vehicles for a very specific purpose. And I understand why you wanted to do the things that you did to yours.
Yeah, but so, it just didn't make sense to keep it. The monthly payment was way too high, and the gas mileage sucked, especially when I'm just driving back and forth to work or driving to the mountains to go hiking.
Yeah.
So
you look cool.
I know, and now I look like a mom.
So you have a RAV4 now in Lunar Rock.
In Lunar Rock.
It's the, what package
Adventure
is it?
Adventure package.
Adventure package, which the Adventure comes with true Lunar Rock. There's like another color that looks like that, but it's not.
It's like a little bit more blue.
Whatever. Talking about semantics and airports now. That was a Dom Mazzetti reference. Never mind.
What?
So you have a RAV4.
I do.
Do you like
I
it?
I get 26 miles to the gallon, bitch.
Guess what I've been getting in the Supra this week?
What?
27.8.
Damn.
I've been driving around not in sport mode, like driving the way you should normally drive a vehicle. And I was surprised. Like I drove from here to Evergreen and back, and then I drove to wherever I went yesterday. I went to Englewood and to Parker. So like kind of highway-ish driving, a little bit around town, but I'm surprised. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I pay in one...
You pay a fraction of what you pay. Like
literally
almost
what
half.
I paid in 1 week with the 4Runner is like my whole month for my RAV4.
I honestly like it. I mean, going back to the modded vehicle versus stock vehicle, it's like nice to drive as a normal car typically is.
It
fairly
is
fairly nice to drive.
It is it's a good car. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I don't look like a mom driving it. I just looked really cool with my 4Runner.
Yeah. So without talking too much about future stuff, when I do get a new truck, I'll probably get the 2024.
That's not the future stuff I thought you were going to talk about.
You don't have one on there. She just showed you her ring finger for those of you just listening. I'm surprised we haven't had any questions about that
yet. Seriously. Wow.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to it. Mike and I talked about that stuff on the podcast we recorded yesterday too.
When does it go live? What does it say in it?
Like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, maybe. I don't know.
What'd you guys talk about?
We'll get to that then. But future plans for vehicles is to run them stock, like slow down on the modifications, because it's more fun and it gives me more content to do it slowly. And like, if I get a new Tacoma, I'm going to, like, my Tacoma was built for the Kimbo originally for camping, but then it turned into like rock crawly kind of craziness. A new Tacoma for me is going to be like OEM plus. So little lift, wheels, tires, lighting, Diamondback tent.
Just a little spice.
Cause it'll still drive nice. Yeah. And then I can still camp in it. And I kind of want to show people like what you can do in a relatively stock vehicle.
I mean,
that'll be the plan.
I didn't do anything super crazy to my 4Runner, and it was still very capable off-road.
Yeah. I mean, all you had was lift and tires.
I had a front bumper and a roof rack.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything for off-road, though.
But it looks cool.
It looks cool. You had a light, so that was functional. There was no winch in there. That's the purpose of a low-pro bumper. I want to put a low-pro bumper on a new truck because, like, I don't truly need the crazy armor that I have. C4 armor is phenomenal, and it saved me doing the stuff that I've done with my truck. But if I build like an OEM plus truck, I'm not going to get wild with it and do stuff that could cause body damage.
That's fair. You don't have a whole lot of luck when it comes to trucks anyway, so.
What do you mean? You're my like truck's been good.
Shit.
I broke my CV axle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because we were wheeling like a super gnarly trail the day before. Mm. That's really all I broke. Isn't it? Oh, my brake lines.
Mm.
I
was going to say, there's something else that you did.
I don't know really why that happened still. It was like sleeting and snowing and raining, and I went through a massive puddle,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's where it was like axle deep. So maybe like going
that's
from hot to cool.
That's not a puddle, that's a pond.
It was big. And then it sat at Overland Expo and Flagstaff for the weekend, so that was not good. You guys can see the videos of that with me and Onyx off-road, but... Yeah, that was from Jake. Another one from Jake. What's your favorite part of living in Colorado? Because you said you like it. What's your favorite part about being here?
I think the accessibility to getting outside, I think, is nice. Like, the weather is just...
It's pretty good.
Bomb. I don't miss the humidity at all.
Like, we're sitting inside right now, but we could be doing this outside because it's, like, 60 degrees today.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's February. We should be getting snow, which I don't even care for anymore right now.
No mas.
Yeah, weather's great, even though the past two summers have been really rainy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's dry. I like the dry climates now.
My skin doesn't like the dry climates, but...
Yeah, I invest in giant bottles of lotion and just slather.
What do you do?
Slather all my tattoos.
Oh, your tits?
Slather. Yeah. This is a question for you. I'm just gonna say all of these are for you. What is your favorite way to camp? The Kimbo, rooftop tent, on the truck, the van, and why?
I haven't been in a rooftop tent like a year.
Yeah, I guess you didn't.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I did a lot of like long trips last year.
Yeah, I like couldn't go on them because I was working. So,
you've stayed in my new tent though,
mm-hmm.
with the Aspen Light with Free Spirit.
Yeah. I think, is that when we stayed in last year on Valentine's Day?
Yes, but that wasn't the final one. That was super windy that day. I think that was a prototype. But no matter what tent you were in for that kind of trip, it was gnarly. Super windy. I think I made a video on that maybe.
I like the van for summertime and the Kimbo in the wintertime. I mean, I just...
Yeah. Which is, I kind of like mentioned that in the video that I posted today. I did like a 1 year update on the van, and I don't use the van much in the wintertime,
mm-mm.
which sounds counterintuitive, but I prefer the Kimbo because of the fireplace.
Yeah.
It's a little bit smaller. The truck, the way it's set up, is probably a little bit better in the snow than the van.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the van in the summertime too. Yeah. It's just, you can have the doors open and everything. Yeah. I mean, they're all great, but.
It was great.
If I could only have one vehicle, though, I said this in the video today, it would be the van, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, daily drive it, go to the grocery store, load up shit in the back at Costco.
Yeah.
Super long fuel range. You get like 700 miles to a tank and a lot of space.
Dog fits in there.
Dog fits in there. Camber would technically fit in the Kimbo, but it's tight because she just likes to be right on top of you all the time.
All the time.
What's your plan for the new ride for the RAV4? We're kind of like bouncing back and forth here.
That's okay. Plan for the new ride. I want all of the chrome stuff wrapped because I hate chrome.
Jake, we need you. She needs you. That's expensive. That's like one of the most tedious, annoying things to wrap on a vehicle.
Like
chrome deletes?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so you
needs
know.
Needs to go away.
So you better thank Jake a lot.
Thanks, Jake.
You want to wrap your valances too? You want to make it appear nicer?
Yeah.
Less chrome, less silver, less ugly.
Yeah, because I think that just automatically makes it look better. Like I just saw a RAV4 yesterday that was mine. It was just all like windows tinted, everything wrapped in black, and then the wheels were black. And I was like, cool, that's what I need. And then I feel like it would look way better.
Yeah. You could like Plasti dip the wheels, which you have Plasti dip.
Yeah, I just need to find time to do it.
You could do like a nicer tire, but the tires are fine.
No, I don't want to spend, and I don't want to spend money on things that, like,
maybe
I don't
do like an
need.
All season snowflake rated tire for the snow. It would be better because I think the tires on there
is
just like,
is somebody gonna send me a pair?
You have a YouTube channel where you get everything for free?
No, but I have a very connected YouTube boyfriend.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work like that. I haven't even made a video on the RAV. I don't
Sam
know if I will.
Sam gets Maddie things, and he doesn't even have a YouTube channel.
I'm not Sam.
Also, so does Mike.
I'm not Mike. I got you MaxTrax.
Thank you.
Get you stuff that you need. I actually am going to have to probably, well, I might have to buy a new set of tires. I need them before Alaska for the van.
Yeah.
Because I did some self-recovery over the weekend. Slid off a trail.
Sounds very dirty.
Cool. How are you finding being a nurse right now, given the state of nursing? And also, I think this question got cut off. It said, also, can a nurse in Cannes, I might have said
Kansas?
Like, no, C-A-N, like Canada. I don't know. They might be asking, can a nurse in Canada work here?
You can.
I don't know.
You just have to sit for your NCLEX again, which I would rather die. I hated nursing until I found the hospital that I'm working at now. Like, I was struggling. I took a lot of time off. My mental health was absolute garbage. And I just kind of thought that it was like, that's the way that it is. Like, nursing sucks everywhere. And then I decided that for like my financial, you know, well-being, I needed to go back to nursing full time. And I knew I couldn't do that at the hospital I was at. So I applied to like, I don't even know, 5, 6, 7 different positions in the area. And I ended up getting an internal travel contract at a hospital like 15 minutes from our house. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Absolutely love it. It like reminded me why I love nursing. The patients are great. The doctors are great. Everybody that I work with is great. But I know that a lot of places it sucks right now. So, yeah.
Sounds like it sucks.
I mean, not where I... Like, if I didn't work where I work now, I would probably be going back to school to be doing something completely different.
Be a YouTuber. Go to YouTube Academy. Is that a thing? Sounds like a thing.
Probably.
Someone wants to know, why doesn't she watch your videos?
Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, I rarely watch TV. Rarely. And if we do...
You watch TV every night.
I was getting there. And if we do, I'm in bed with you and you don't want to watch your video.
I don't want to watch TV in general.
We put on Big Bang Theory. Yeah. we put on Big Bang Theory and then we fall asleep and that's that. Or I'll put on New Girl and go to sleep.
I hate sleeping with the TV on. I grew up not even having a TV in my room for the most part for years. And then it wasn't until you moved here that the TV's on until 3 a.m. because you fell asleep. And then I have to wake up.
I put the timer on. And then I'm like, he is so dramatic.
I'm like searching for the remote.
Is there
like
a YouTube Academy? Because you'd win an award right now for this acting.
Oh. YouTube shouldn't be acting. I guess it could be, but not in my case. Zach wants to know.
Who's Zach?
Zach Deal.
Oh, shut up, Zach.
Shut up, Zach. We play this fun game, Zach, whenever your TikToks come on.
He knows.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reiterating for him.
Oh, okay. Just in case you forgot.
Whoever can say, shut up, Zach, faster wins. that's so mean.
But we love you.
I love you. He would like to know how you feel about my Chipotle addiction. He's a Chipotle hater. He thinks it's vile and disgusting that Sam and I enjoy Chipotle.
So I love Chipotle.
It's good.
We had this conversation on the way home. I just don't think that you should be eating out lunch every single day.
I don't, unless you eat my meals that I cook from the night before. I'm actually, what time is it? Wait, this is screenshotted. That's not correct. I was going to say it's almost noon, which means I'm probably going to go get Chipotle after this.
And what did you have yesterday for lunch?
Chick-fil-A.
And what'd you have the day before?
Leftovers.
And leftovers from what?
From dinner the night before. I had my rice and beef and green beans.
Okay, that's fair.
I think so. I forget what meals. We had chicken this week because you ate that one.
Yeah, when chicken. I was dying from the flu.
I forget what else I had. I think I had, anyway.
You had that, yeah.
So you don't like that at all.
I don't
Chipotle
mind.
Chipotle is good. Is
of all the
to.
Things that he could eat, Chipotle is not the worst.
I could go to McDonald's. Ugh.
Yeah, I worry about
Maybe
his health.
Maybe we'll go to Taco Bell.
Going around.
I'm in peak health.
Oh, here we go.
Never in perfect health. Almost always in perfect health. That's not true.
You know what I'm saying in my head.
No, I don't. Zach asked a bunch of questions. He wants to know, what is Ashley's sign? I'm thinking she's a water sign.
I'm a Virgo.
Is that a water sign?
I don't think so.
Virgo, no, Pisces are the fish.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean by water sign?
Yeah.
Astrology and horoscopes are so fucking dumb.
That's your opinion, but you also are a Cancer, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Cancer. They were going to change it. I was going to be a Capricorn. Like, how do you fucking change that? Like, oh, you know what? If you were born on this day, now you're a Capricorn.
But have you ever had your stars read? It's super interesting.
Yeah, it's bullshit is
it's
what it
not
is.
Not bullshit.
It's like going to a psychic and they're like reading your palm and, oh.
That's actually psychology.
I see someone in your family who has passed away. Oh, my God.
It's psychology.
Oh, my God. How did you know that? Oh, they're older. Was it a grandparent? What? Whoa, crazy. How did you know that my grandparent had passed and I'm 30 years old? Stupid. It's dumb.
We differ on this.
If someone can show something that would convince me different, I would change my mind. But
you should take my psychology class.
Just like
me.
Ghost. We used to talk about aliens and ghosts and stuff.
I believe in ghosts.
I want to believe in ghosts, but I haven't seen or experienced anything that like I couldn't logically explain with like science, like, oh, door slammed in the middle of the night. Okay, well, it like the window's open and it's drafty.
I feel
like shit like that.
Like, for me, it's more like signs that they send you.
Well, that's not a ghost then. Isn't that like a spirit, like a nice spirit?
Yeah. Well,
or is
but
it
that's
like a
difference.
Sign like red rum written on the wall? It's like, oh, shit. We should go to
we should.
What is that place called?
Stanley Hotel.
Stanley Hotel, yeah. I've never
been. Do they
been...
have the Stanley Cups there?
Yeah, it's where they keep them in the basement.
They keep them in the basement.
That's where we landed on the moon.
Oh, my God.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That bar is still there. Another one from Zach. Is Ashley familiar with the cube theory of food? If so, is hot dog a sandwich?
The cube theory?
Cube theory of food. Like, is hot dog a sandwich? Is a taco a sandwich?
So like,
is a
no,
Pop-Tart.
A taco is a taco.
Taco's a taco.
Taco's a taco. It's a totally different kind of food.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Like, my knee-jerk reaction is no. But I think, like, technically, yeah.
Because what?
But then, like, also there's... It's meat on bread. Like, okay. That's the definition of a sandwich,
but it's,
right?
Like, wrapped in bread. It's not, like, top bun, bottom bun.
So is it a white people taco?
It's kind of a white people taco.
It might be a white people taco.
Is... One of my favorite for the cube theory of food is a Pop-Tart, a ravioli.
Kind of looks like one.
It's wrapped up. It's got filling. Ravioli can be cheese. It can be meat. It can be all sorts of things.
It's a dessert ravioli.
Oh, also, I have some really bad news for you guys. The guy who created Pop-Tarts unfortunately passed away the other day.
Ripsicles, he sure did.
Rest in peace. Strawberry Pop-Tarts, one of the most unhealthy things you can eat, but
they're so good.
I grew up eating them.
They're so good.
Just grab them on the way out the door running
Don't
to school.
Don't even toast them.
Yeah. But
raw dog them.
But grilling them is the superior way to eat them. I actually found that out. So you guys who used to watch my videos when I was staying at Roger's house in Vegas, we used to grill Pop-Tarts. On
sure
the grill
did.
Outside, and Roger sent me the like the message of the guy that passed away. He's like, dang. I said, well, fire up the grill. we're gonna have some in remembrance. I wish I knew the guy's name. It's disrespectful. I should know that.
You should.
Someone asked if you tried to ride Tengu around the house. So Tengu, Tengu was in the video where I was asking you guys to ask these questions. Jonathan's dog, Jonathan from last week, he's a 150, 160 pound Great Dane.
He's a horse.
And he could probably carry you around the house, but he is such a baby. Like, he'll come jump into our bed, take up the whole thing, and then like plop right on top of me. And I'm like, dude, what the hell? So I like lift my leg and set it on him, and he freaks out. Just like me laying my leg on him. He's like, argh! He won't bite you, but.
No.
Scary though. If someone ever like broke into our house and saw him standing at the door with his bark, he's not gonna hurt anyone, but he looks like he's gonna rip your face off. He might hurt you.
No, I have not tried to ride Tengu around.
Trev Dog wants to know, what is your least favorite vehicle that I have owned and why? So since we've been together, vehicles that you have experienced are the STI, the Crosstrek.
I don't like the Crosstrek.
The Tacoma, the Satvan, the Storyteller, the Supra, and then motorcycles. I think the only ones that you've really seen were my ZX-10R, my Husky 701.
I don't like the Husky either.
The Grom, the Ruckus.
I like all them.
You don't like the Husky because
it's so
rightfully
uncomfortable to sit on.
It's not, I mean, it technically can seat a passenger, but it's not made for a passenger.
No.
You don't like the Crosstrek? The Crosstrek's like your RAV.
I know.
It was comfortable, great on gas.
It's a grandma car.
No, it's not. So many people, I guarantee you I could name like five people that you know that have owned a Crosstrek.
Grandmas.
Jake owned a Crosstrek.
Grandma.
Jonathan owned a Crosstrek.
Grandma.
Milo owned a Crosstrek.
Grandmothers.
You drive a RAV4, shut up, dude. Shut up, dude.
Shut up, dude.
You drive a grandma car now.
I know.
I was on the side of the RAV4, and now I'm not, because you're talking shit on the Crosstrek. People love the Crosstrek.
I was told to pick a car that I didn't like of yours.
That's fair. I mean, most of them are pretty solid vehicles.
I just didn't like that one.
It's just
I like the
boring.
STI, because that's the car that you first drove when we started dating.
Yeah, that drive sucked, by the way. So
to Boston?
Yeah. I was living in like New York, New Jersey-ish at the time, and Ashley and I went to a wedding in Boston. It's like an old video on my channel.
Yeah.
And I had both the Crosstrek and the STI, but I think I left the Cross.
No, you didn't.
Didn't I have both of them?
Mm-mm.
I bought the Crosstrek when I was living there. Yeah, I had it then.
No.
It was in Pennsylvania.
No.
Okay. Either way, I took the STI from New Jersey, New York area all the way up to Boston. It was like a 6-8 hour drive, maybe. Yeah. I forget.
In rush hour.
And the car it was just a sports car. I had it lowered a little bit on some suspension. It wasn't crazy, but those roads, East Coast roads are bad. Roads
that
everywhere.
One bridge.
Yeah. yeah. One of the bridges, it wasn't the George Washington. I don't know what it was.
Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, it might have been the Brooklyn Bridge. On that trip, every bridge that we would pass, I'm like, oh, look. And she's like, is that the Brooklyn Bridge? I'm like, yeah. we're right outside of Boston. Yeah, that's it right there.
I never claimed to be smart.
Iconic. Yeah, that drive was brutal, though, because the car was not slammed, but it was low, and it was wild. Remember the dude on the bike that came up next to us on that bridge?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if I've ever told this story on a video. I might have said it in the video, but we're driving on the bridge, and we're, like, getting off in this. I think dude was on a black Triumph. He comes ripping up next to me, and I was like, oh, this dude's, like, trying to race or something. Comes right up next to my driver's window, and he's like pointing at me and then like pointing like this, and I was like, what? And he flips his visor up, so we're looking at each other, and he's like making gun motions, and I was like, does this dude want to shoot me or something? And then I found out that he watched Sunday Gun Day and he like knew me from the video.
This was like our second time hanging out too.
Yeah, this is before you even really knew that I made YouTube videos.
Yeah, so I was like, what the fuck is going on? Or like even being in Boston and you had your camera with your anal beads hooked up to it, just walking
Joby
around, and
Gorilla
I'm like,
pods.
Who the fuck? I was like, I'm not with him. Now here I am with him.
You still got that attitude?
No, I don't.
I'm asking.
No. I'm proud to be with you.
Oh, nice.
So sweet.
My least favorite vehicle that you've owned is, I mean, the Mazda. That's the only.
I was gonna say
you've
only owned
three vehicles.
Yeah, that's just because I let a homeless guy sleep in there.
Yeah, when Ashley lived in Indianapolis, she.
I didn't live in the most savory of
neighborhoods. No, it was ghetto. It was super ghetto.
Yeah.
And one day she went out to work, and she found a flannel in the back. The car was unlocked the whole time. She lives in like a shady area.
In my defense, I had worked like four shifts in a row. My last shift was a double, so I worked 16 hours. Got home, stumbled into my apartment, passed out. And then when I woke up the next day, I came out and I sat in the driver's seat. And I was like, why is the visor flipped down? Like, that makes no sense. And my sunroof thing is closed. Like, that's really weird. But I thought maybe I was just tired and I did it the night before. And then I went to put a box in my back seat, flipped my back seat down. And there's a flannel that didn't belong to Talon or I.
Homeless guy in there.
Homeless guy.
Sleeping. I just turned my phone off of airplane mode to see if I got any more.
Oh, is that it?
We're on to the last question, but I'm saving this one for last.
Oh, God.
More about your nursing career.
Everybody wants to know about my nursing career.
I know.
What other questions do they
have?
You
can start a nursing YouTube channel.
Ugh. I'd rather not.
That sounds lovely.
It sounds terrible.
Last question. Oh, I can answer the question you asked earlier. Someone says, when's the wedding? Of course, Camber has to be the ring bearer.
So in the state of Colorado, you can self-sovereignize. I think that's what it's solemnize. Self-solemnize.
Solemnize, solemnize, solar planet.
Something like that. So basically, him and I can walk out into the woods and we can just marry ourselves. And then Camber can be our witness. So the wedding could be literally right now, but I don't get to make the rules here, guys.
Yeah. Ashley made enough decision with picking a custom ring, and I want this kind of stone and these diamonds and this gold.
All the girls just go ahead. Drop the comments.
You think girls
about
are listening
how,
to this?
All of the men out there, like, I didn't make this difficult for you whatsoever.
I know. I'm not talking bad about it. You said you're not in charge, but you were in charge of that part, which
was
nice.
Well, yeah, because it's a ring that I'm going to wear for the rest of my life, so I want to like it.
Yeah, and that's fine. It makes my life easy.
Yeah.
But I told you, I was like, oh, I'll get that, but I'll give it to you whenever I feel like it.
Mm, we talked about this.
So now I can hold it above her head like this. And like, do you want this?
Yeah, and then when I kick him in the nuts.
Then I'll just throw it out. No. Pawn it. Take it to a pawn shop. Buy a new truck with it.
No. Yeah. You couldn't even buy half of a truck with it.
So what Mike and I were talking about on the podcast, like, I mean, it's offshoot. We're talking about everything. But he was talking about how he's a family man, has a kid now, and he's like, we'll probably have another kid, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And the question comes up. I was saying, like, I want to stay in Colorado more, not like that we have a family or we're not expecting a kid or anything like that, but I just want to slow down from the craziness. So, like, the only big trip really that I have this year is Alaska.
Yeah.
Which is good, because, like, I'm still going to have to travel and do some stuff between expos and some van stuff here and there, whatever. But I was like, yeah, I want to slow down and whatever. And then the topic came up of people, like, starts with family members, but also people on YouTube, because we put a lot of our lives on the internet, people saying, when are you going to give her a ring? When are you guys going to have a kid? When are you getting married? This and that. And it's so fucking annoying. Like, not just for me personally, but it's no one's business, especially family members. I feel like family members is even crossing the line more, because you know the people. If, like, a stranger's like how many times at Overland Expo is like, oh, your wife? And you're like, no, we're not married. And I'm like, oh, when you get, shut the fuck up. Shut up, dude. Like, I get it. You don't know us. But when family members are like, you see who just had a kid? When are you guys going to have a kid?
The kid thing gets me. Thing bothers me more than the marriage thing, because the kid thing, you're actually asking me about my sex life.
Yeah, it's when are you guys going to have sex?
When are you guys just going to raw dog it and give me a grandchild? That's asking me.
Shut up. Like, stop asking people that. And we're not just talking about us personally. It's just
across in general, the
board. Don't ask people that.
Yeah. But I mean, with the marriage thing, it doesn't necessarily bother me. I just think that, like, when we first started dating, it was one thing. Like, 2-3 years into it, it's like, okay, cool. Like, you think we haven't talked about this? Like, whatever. But I mean, we're almost 7 years into it. It kind of gets to a point where it's like, what are you doing? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, but also it's not their business. It's like, oh, well,
no, but also
me and your mom, we got married after a year of dating. It's like, cool. You're fucking
each their own.
Boomer, shut up. There's our age who are like, married at 22 and popping out 4 kids, and I'm like, dude, I've experienced so much shit.
Yeah,
I have no regrets. I'm not opposed to marriage and having a kid, but I like enjoying my life. And
you
granted,
act like
marriage is different as a part from having kids.
I was gonna say, you act like you putting a ring on my finger means that, like, you're like, life is over.
It might be my life. So it might mean no more YouTube videos. I'm going to have to go back to working in the tech industry, which sucks. It doesn't suck, but it would suck.
It would suck.
Yeah. You want me to do that?
No. I just want you to put a ring on my finger. Push it back.
Yeah. That was the general thing. Whenever someone asks when we're getting married, I'm like, all right, push it back at you.
Push it back. Like, I had anything to do with it.
The problem is, which I've told you, I'm going to tell everyone, I would give you the ring. And you're like, I'm not going to plan anything, but you know you would plan stuff. You would get so excited, and then you're like, okay, we need to look at a venue. I need to find a dress.
I don't, I have seen so many TikToks recently. The wedding industry is out of control. I don't want to, I have come to this conclusion already. I don't want a wedding. I want to elope, and I want to, that's it.
That's what you say.
No.
But we've also talked about having a wedding, because it would be fun. Maybe not. Okay.
No, the wedding, a reception.
Reception would be fun.
Like a huge van meetup. Cool.
There's so many people we'd have to invite, though, which isn't the worst thing ever.
No. But I mean, if everybody has their van or their truck and we just have like a huge potluck.
Yeah. Cool. And we would also probably do it here. So it would be whatever.
Yeah.
If you can't make it, you can't make it. That's fine. I get it. I mean, we went to way too many weddings last year. It was great. God. I appreciate being invited. We have one for sure, maybe 2 weddings this year, which is cool. And like my travel schedule. One for sure, Jake.
Oh, yeah.
One for sure. Scared me. I mean, other people I'm sure are going to send us invites and stuff, but there's stuff that I just like can't miss. I can't miss going to expos. I can't miss going, definitely going to Alaska. If you plan anything for the month of June and invite me, I'm not going.
We won't be there.
Straight up. I'm basically turning my life off, my social life, and leaving.
We gone.
Which will be nice, but anyway, I guess that wraps everything up. Anything you wanna share with the folks?
No, I think that's it. Thanks for asking your questions, guys.
Yeah. Follow us on everywhere, I guess. You can follow Ashley on Instagram at Unirev.
Yeah. That's
no,
me.
No more Unirunner.
No more Unirunner. She gone.
And leave some ratings on Spotify, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, wherever you're listening. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And as long as you guys keep doing all that stuff, I will keep making more long form podcasts.
Woo!
Cool.
Cool.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next one.
Bye.